11 in high school football. It's district play. And here with me, head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Brock Kanegi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it's really nice having a bye week in it.
It was very nice. It was a good week to recuperate.
Yeah.
Let some guys heal up. Just kind of recharge yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, see the family a little bit. Hi, Bridget. You
know. Yeah. Yeah. It'd been a while.
Yeah. But a week off, it does, you know, it's not a cliche. It's true. It gives you time to heal, gives you time to prepare. You know, I was talking the other day, I had to go stop at the grocery store. And I don't know about you, but if I go to the grocery store, if I go anywhere, it's high school football season. And I mean, I just want to go in and get out. Ain't happening. It's not, if somebody, hey, what do you think about it? You know, what do you think? I mean, but people think, well, we're going to make it, we're going to move people around. I mean, isn't it a little late to be doing that?
Well,
well,
you know, I mean, most of your positions are set, you know.
I mean, you could tweak, couldn't you? You could throw in some things, but.
You know, at this time of year, you know, you like to keep things fresh. You know, we might have put in a couple new plays this week.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep that other guy honest over there, and you got to keep your kids motivated. You know, we're playing a game, and it needs to be fun.
Yeah.
And doing things different and instead of just the same-o. You know, I'm not knocking any of these other offenses or defenses out there, but some of these guys, I'll be honest with you, it would be hard going into practice every week doing the exact same thing over and over. You know, I worked in a factory whenever I was younger, and that was rough.
Every day.
That was rough.
Yeah.
It's monotonous.
Well, I mean, isn't that, that's what the kids, I mean, look, X's and O's, we all, you know, we know. But when you tell the kids, when you tell your players, hey, we got something new this week, you know, I mean, they light up, don't they?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, they love it. Yeah, they love it.
I mean, that, and that's, and you know, it's kind of like the old cliche, you know, we're throwing them a bone and it gets them fired up and gets things going. But tonight, be looking for some coolness because it could happen. And with Jalen on the offensive side, there's no telling what he's seen and what he's done, what could happen.
You come out to the game tonight, you're going to see some different stuff that you probably haven't seen.
Well, and you know, you defensively, you've got all kinds of little tricks. I mean, I can, you know, through the years, Brock, what the hell, man? You're around 35 and you got 5 down linemen. He just kind of chuckles and grins as well, you know. But there is. I mean, and that's what makes this part of the high school football season a lot of fun, is because all those little, you know, 10, 15 minutes of, you know, before week one, you know, all that you would spend working on this play here, or this defensive stunt, or this coverage scheme, now is when a lot of that can be unveiled, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a period that we...
If needed, I should say.
Sure. We have a period that we run a lot of times, you know, to start our practice off. We call it the exotics. That didn't come from me. That actually, you know, came from Coach Chris Holland.
Yeah.
That was his thing, you know. But, hey, thank you, Coach Holland. I appreciate it. I just drug it right on over here to West Plains with me. You know, but we like to do things different. We like, you know, a lot of guys call them trick plays, but if you run them enough times, are they really trick plays?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just part of your offense. They're just things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you take 10 minutes here, 15 minutes here, and you do that. You know, our kids were talking yesterday. We've been playing football now for 6 months.
Yeah, right.
6 months.
Yeah.
You know, we started back in May. You know, we act like the kids, you know, don't realize this. They realize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kids are smart, you know, and they realize, you know, how many times we've repped this stuff out. And so they're not nervous. Mm-hmm. When you call it, it's just okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's this time of year is so much fun. You know, the season, the high school football season, of course, you got your preseason, but then you've got your out-of-conference games. That's, to me, that's a season. Then you got your conference games. There's another season. Now we're in the district season, and then you get through the districts, you're in another, you're in the state. But this is why there's so much hard work and time spent. But tonight, it's the Monette Cubs, right?
That is correct.
And Coach Mock, who, of course, was in the Ozark Conference, the Zizzers know all about Coach Mock. This will be kind of, well, you got to see him. No, did you get?
No, I've never.
And so, I mean, he's an offensive. I mean, the dude is, hey, you got to tip your hat to him. He's an offensive guru.
Yeah. He's going to run that air raid, and he runs it really, really good.
Mm-hmm. But see, one thing, you kind of hung out with a guy that was a little bit like that.
Yeah. I coming from a spread background.
Yeah.
I do understand a little bit of the concepts. I understand what they're trying to accomplish. I understand how they're trying to accomplish it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. I look forward to the challenge. It's exciting to me. I can do some different things. It allows athletes to be athletes. Instead of playing, and I'm not bashing anybody, you know, different offensive schemes. But, you know, whenever you play the Flexbone, you know, you play Branson, you play Mountain Grove, you play Ava. These guys hang their hat on that Flexbone, and they've won a ton of games doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But that field it's narrowed. Whenever you play guys like Coach Mock, Coach Ackland,
mm-hmm.
It's 53 yards wide.
Yeah. They're going to use every inch. And they love to try and get, you know, their best player against one, you know, they'll run all kinds of different stuff, won't they? Set something up.
You're trying to get a mismatch.
Yeah.
Because that one mismatch could be a touchdown.
Yep. If you're playing in the secondary, you know, oh my goodness. This is going to be it. I mean, this could be a lot of fun. I mean, this is not going to be a jog tonight. This is going to be a freaking drag race, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sprint. They're no huddle.
Mm-hmm.
They're no huddle. Whenever their receiver catches a ball, gets tackled, they hand the ball to the official. They don't throw the ball down. They hand it to the official, and they sprint back to their spot, get lined up, and look at the sideline because they're getting another play.
Yeah.
And if you can't get lined up, you're in trouble.
Now, does Monette have the quarterback? A lot of that is really predicated to their success on the quarterback's ability to read and understand what his eyes are seeing because, you know, like in years past, Darren would call, Coach Ackland would call one play. He would call a play in. But there were four or five plays that, depending upon what the defense did,
yeah,
was ran.
Yeah.
And now is Monette a little bit like that
they
as do. Well?
They came up to the line of scrimmage and he doing looks
check downs and,
yeah, he looks and see and tries to read your defense to see if you're, you know, if you're in zone, if you're in man, if you have one safety, if two safeties, if you, you know, if you have three safeties, if you, you know, if he's got a blitz, if he's got a hot,
mm-hmm.
He's trying to read all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
there's a lot of games within the game.
Oh, yeah. And that's where it's fun, right?
It is fun.
You know, that's where it's... So, I mean, there's a defensively person can... You know, I've seen some teams, they got a base, And that's what they show every time. I mean, that's how they line up to confuse the quarterback. They're still in. They're man. But then, no, they're in zone. And any little thing you can do to confuse the quarterback, some people will say, well, we need to screw up the timing. You know, we need to get rough with the receivers at the line of scrimmage. Yeah, I guess that can work. But you know what? If you miss him, he gone.
You're right.
It's over. He's gone. I hear it all the time. Why are the quarterbacks playing 7 yards deep? They're giving him 7 yards every pass. Folks, there's a reason. Because, I mean, and there's times, I mean, I'm sure you may get uptight on one, back off on another, mix up. You have to, don't you? Almost.
Sure. Sure, because it's a mental game as much as it's a physical game. It's like a chess game.
Yeah.
You're trying to show this and take away this and show that, take away that.
Yeah.
You can't be monotonous and you can't be just blah.
I talked with Coach Mock. It's been several years ago. We was at a Missouri Tiger game. His son was, you know, playing, and we're of course affiliate here on Q94, and we was in the press area and hanging out, and here comes Coach Mock. He's a nice guy. Yes. Really super, super nice guy. And we just got talking high school football, and I said, well, what is your kind of philosophy? And that's
not unheard of. Truthfully, we try to average 65 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
Most offensive guys that run the spread,
mm-hmm,
need at least 65 to 70 plays.
Yeah.
I would say, honestly, he's going to have several games where he's up in the 80s, just from the films I've watched. Now, there's two sides to that. Sometimes, you know, if you're running that many plays, that tells me that you're getting scored on a lot.
Yep.
You know.
He don't care.
There needs to be, you know, I mean, there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make stops. You can't just say, well, okay, you know, they scored. Well, we'll just go score. Well, you know, that is true to an extent. But at some point in time, you have to play defense.
Yes. Amen.
I mean, there's this little quote, you know, defense wins championships, because it's a proven fact.
It is 100%. I don't care. Yeah. You got to get some stops. Got to. And with the thing that with Mock's system, you know, the Zizzer sideline, they're going to have to be as focused as the players on the field, because if you're going to have to do any kind of subbing, getting
it's hard.
Yeah, they've got to. I mean, it's almost like they're not in that play, but they're in the game more so than ever.
If you play this kind of a pace,
mm-hmm,
you have to use a lot of people, because 11 guys can't do it.
Nope.
I mean, it's like trying to sprint 2 miles.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it can't be done, but I can't do it.
No, I can't sprint 20 feet.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to have a lot of players ready to play, and subbing, because they're no huddle, you almost have to wait for a dead ball situation.
Right.
And whenever that dead ball hits, they got
to
go.
They got to get, don't they?
Yes, they
got
to get out there, and they got to get, you know, they got to communicate with that player that they're taking, get them off the field, and then get lined up, get the assignment. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's just a lot happening.
I watched a little film of Mock's teams, and you know what I found really interesting is when there was substitutions in games, it's almost like they're keying on that.
Sure.
You know, because there's a lot that's going on. Hey, who you got? Who you covering? You know, I'm sure that's talked up on the sideline, and it's mm-hmm, prearranged. You kind of know. But, man, you've been doing this a long time. things change.
Absolutely.
And it just a little bit of miscommunication and something that up tempo, boom. You know,
yeah, it's a big play. We talk about it a lot. I've talked about it since I took over in May. And I try to create it as best as I can in practice, but chaos has to be your friend. And the team that reacts best to the chaos, 9 times out of 10, is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to react on the fly, not lose your head, keep your cool, and just make the routine.
Yeah.
The second that you try to do more, you open the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So now with Monette, depth wise, does he have a lot of players going both ways, or is he kind of true to what he's been, where he's got his offensive players and then whatever's left, okay, make a defense?
Well, his skill players play both ways. I mean, he has his thoroughbreds,
mm-hmm.
and they play both ways. Now up front, yeah, they platoon. He has his defensive guys, he has his offensive guys, and they are large. I mean, he has some large linemen. When I say that, I mean, you know, his left tackle, he is big. I would say 350,
wow.
360. He is big.
Can he move?
Yeah. You know, I mean, to play in this offense, you have to be able to move.
Yeah.
And he does. He's impressive. They're big all the way across the front, and then they come out on defense, and they got some big guys on defense. You know, and they try to clog that middle up. They make it rough sledding if you want to pound that rock up the pipe.
Yeah.
You know, I like running the ball between the tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's hard. They load that box with so many people. They make you do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
They're just unorthodox. It's very fun for the coaches. Our players they've really loved this last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, practice has been fun. Our off week, we actually practiced against them some.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know if it would be Monette or McDonald County because they're evenly
pretty
matched.
Yeah.
They were evenly matched.
Yeah.
And so we practiced against both.
But you and I had talked, and we kind of, 2 weeks ago, you know, we kind of thought how it would break down, that there was a pretty good chance that we might see Monette.
Yeah.
You know, it was, but again, it was a 50-50. Now, what about the quarterback? Because, you know, a lot of times what can really make that spread go and is a quarterback that can be as dangerous, that can, you know, okay, you got everybody covered, you know, you got everybody covered, boom, down, he burns it for 15, 20 yards, first down.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a good athlete, but he is a
thrower first.
He is.
I'm not
saying that he is a true pocket passer. I don't know if there's any of those guys left. I'll just be honest with you. There are very few and far between.
Yeah.
The game has evolved.
Yeah, it's changed completely.
But he wants to throw it first.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be times, you know, you'll be watching film, and you're like, my goodness, he's got the whole field in front of him, but his eyes are still downfield and he is still progressing. He's still trying to throw the ball.
So the best, you know, a lot of people say, well, the best way to stop him, sack him. Well, it's pretty easy to say.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes, you know, it'd be hard to get a coverage sack against this offense, isn't it?
It is. It is. They do a lot of rubs. The receivers block well for themselves. They move the line of scrimmage really well. And the quarterback is patient. And the longer that quarterback can keep the ball in his hands, the more time those receivers have over 53 yards wide.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of grass to cover.
And he and this young man, he can chuck it. He can throw it 40, 45 yards.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a true thrower. He can throw the ball. He's long. He's lanky. He can throw it at a lot of different angles. He's hard to stop.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Tonight, kickoff, 7 p.m. Game's going to air on KDY 102.5. Also be live video stream. But it's got to go through Mission now because, you know, they take care of it. So it's pay-per-view. It's not that. Please, it's not us. That goes through Misha. But it will be live video streamed, and it will be on the radio. But it's going to be a lot of fun. This is it. You know, you win or go home, you know, and that's where you're at. You got the one seed, which means really nothing now. Nothing. Yeah. Means nothing.
Yeah.
It's all now. It's just it is what it is. You got to, you know, a game like this, and I think you'll agree, I would like to see when the Scissors come out, you just got to punch them right square in the freaking forehead. I mean, right from the get-go. Boys, let them know that it's on.
Yeah.
And because momentum is so huge, and I don't hear enough fans or players talk about how important and big momentum is.
Yeah, I think special teams will be really big tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think field position will be a big deal.
Penalties.
They onside it.
Every time.
Yeah. they don't punt very often.
Right. I think if Malk is inside his 35, he might punt.
Might
punt it.
Yeah.
But if he's beyond the 35 of his own.
Yeah, he's four downs.
It's gone. It's gone.
Yep, it's four downs.
Well, I think it's going to be a good time. Now, defensively, what do they, you know, they're going to run a four front, three front?
Both. They'll be in their base is a four front, but as soon as we spread it out, they're in a three front.
So now, with the bye week, you've had some players dinged up, chipped up, and what's the injury report you can share with us?
Well, so Dominic Hale was cleared to play this week. So that was a big boost to us. You know, Dominic's a senior. He's a great receiver. He's great. He's just a great football player.
He's fast.
He's just a really good football player and can do a lot of things. And being a senior, you know, it breaks your heart to see these seniors get hurt and lose their season. And so we are so thankful that he's got to come back, you know, and has a chance to finish the season and play.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's a big boost to us.
What about up front?
You know,
status pretty much the same.
It's the same. We are hopeful that there's a good possibility that Shane Curtis could be back next week. Mm-hmm. We got to make it to next week. But, you know, he's hopeful and we're hopeful.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Brock Kadege. Tonight, it's the quarterfinals of Class 4 here on Hot Country KDY. Coach, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.